Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin, mitzvah 300, as we get to a milestone, and we are in the mitzvah still related to Yontif in these 29 last mitzvahs in Parshas Emor. Today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of Shis Shvisa, the mitzvah's assay of resting on the seventh day of Pesach. So we already had the mitzvah of resting and the los assay of doing malacha on the first day of Pesach. That was in the Psukim, Perach of Gimel, Pasik, Vav, and Zayin. By Yamarishon, Mikra Kodesh, Yalacham, Komalecha Zavoda Losasu. Pasik Zayin had two mitzvahs, the positive, Mikra Kodesh, and the Losase, Komalecha Zavoda Losasu. And then, the Grafta Mishel Hashem Shivas Yamim, yesterday's mitzvah, bringing the carbon Musuf, 7 days. And now we have the next two. By Yamashvi, Mikra Kodesh, Komalecha Zavoda Losasu. On the seventh day, call it holy, Mikra Kodesh. This is the mitzvah of Shvisa on the seventh day of Pesach. Says the Sefer Chinuch, Lishbos b'yom ha-shvi'i shel chag ha-Pesach, to be shoveis on the last day. Shneemar b'yom ha-shvi'i mikra kodesh. V'kfar kasafti l'mala, somach pasuk mitzvah zu. I already wrote earlier in the mitzvah a couple of days ago on the mitzvah of Shvisa on the first day of Pesach. Shebechol makom shneemar b'torah mikra kodesh. What does mikra kodesh mean? Mikra Kodesh is the term that the Torah uses on a day when there is an Isser Malacha. That's what it means. Call it holy. How do we call it holy? We call it holy by not doing Malacha. In Yono Lomar Kadshehu Shalolasos Bo Malacha. Sanctify it so that you don't do Malacha on it. That's a reflection of Kedusha. Vihi Mitzvahs Aseh. So the phrase Mikra Kodesh is, what the Chinuch says, a tip-off point of Isser Malacha. The Ramban here has a lengthy discussion what exactly he thinks Mikra Kodesh is. Says the Ramban at the beginning of the Perek, where the first time it says Mikra Kodesh, Perek of Gimel, V'hanachon be'inai, ki pirish moadei Hashem, asher tikru osa mikroi kodesh, elehei moadai. First of all, the Ramban says, al neskon lamadim aparashias. Even though it says Mikra Kodesh first, moadei Hashem, asher tikru osa mikroi kodesh, don't think it's referring to Shabbos, which is something that we haven't dealt with yet, which, Be'ez Hashem, we will. Why is Shabbos mentioned in this Parshas HaMoadim? But the Ramban says it's not referred, the moadei Hashem, Shabbos is not a moed. That's why he repeats again, Elamo Ade Hashem, as follows after discussing Shabbos. But then he says, it says, Mikra Kodesh, Vitan Mikra Kodesh, Sheyu Bayom Azeh Kulam Kruim V'Ne'esafim L'Kadesh Oso. All people should be called together and gathered to sanctify him. Mikra'e, a gathering of Kodesh. That's what the Ramban says. Ki mitzvah hi akol Yisrael, it's a mitzvah upon all Jews, lehi kabeis bebeis al ha'elokim, to get together in shul, bebeis al ha'elokim, or in the beis ha'migdash, biyom moed, lekadesh hayom b'farhesya, to mekadesh the yom in public, b'tfila, in prayer, v'halel, and in halel, lokel, b'ksus nikiya, with nice clothes, v'las oso so yom ha'mishteh, and to make it a day of feasting, commotion amar bekabalah, the pasuk says in Nehemiah, lechu echlu mashmanim shesumam takim, eat and drink delicacies, v'shulchu manos le'nachalno, ki kadosh hayom la'adoneinu, v'alti atzvu ki chedos Hashem yim uscham. I think it's talking about Rosh Hashanah, but it's talking about all Yom Tovim. That is Mikra Kodesh. V'ine Mikra Kodesh milashon kriei ha'eda, as the pasuk says in beginning of Bamidbar, Achrechein yochlu akruim al kain. Of course, all the psukim that have a similar lashon of Mikra Kodesh. The Ramban says Mikra Kodesh means a gathering of for holiness. Rashi says and the Chinuch says Mikra Kodesh means a reflection of Isser Malacha. The Ramban says it's a more positive. It's a day of gathering to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Interesting, though, if you look closely at the Ramban, what did he say? He said it's a day to gather in shul to do what? To be mekadesh shem shamayim. Okay, that's a mitzvah daraisa. Hallel, that's a machlokas rishonim, but the Ramban himself holds Hallel is also a mitzvah daraisa. The Rambam holds in Hilchas Chanukah that all Hallel is drabanan. All Hallel is drabanan. But the Ramban himself says Hallel is daraisa, part of Simchas Yontif. So that fits in. Wonderful. The problem is the other word in the Ramban right here, and that is bitfila. Bitfila. We know there's a famous machlokas. We didn't discuss it yet in Mitzvah Shir because it comes up later in Sefer Dvarim. Machlokas, whether davening every single day is a mitzvah each day or not. Machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Mitzvah Hay, which is very early on. Right? Mitzvah Hay is right after the four mitzvahs that are the fundamental ones in terms of belief. Number one is Avas Hashem, and then believing in God, Avat Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Yichud Hashem, the first mitzvah that you have to do something is tefillah. Avod Hashem Balei, the Rambam in Mitzvah Hey, Shetzivanu La'avdo, V'rekvarnech Pol Zeh Atzivui Pamayim, V'avatam Hashem Alokeichem, V'yavo Pisha Zeh Atzivui Ugamke Mi'atzivuyim HaKololim, even though this Tzivui is from the general mitzvos, but we know, Yesh Bo Yichud Acher, Shu Tzivu L'tfilah, but we know it has a specific demand as well, and that's davening, V'lashin Sifri, V'la'avdo Zu Tfilah, Ezu Avod Hashem Balei, that is Tfilah, so this is, we know, the Rambam Shita Mitzvah Hey, that he counts to daven every single day. The question, though, is that we have now is that the Ramban on that mitzvah argues. He says, no, it's only a chas de Hashem. It's a privilege that we have to daven every single day, but it's not an obligation. You want to? Wonderful. Use the opportunity. Okay, midrabanan. The Rabbanan obligated it, but daraisa, there's no mitzvah to daven every single day. So what's the Ramban talking about here? The Ramban says that Mikra Kodesh on a Daraisa level is a day to get together to say Hallel, to be Mekadeshim Shemayim, and to do Tefillah. Tefillah is the Rabbanon. So how could the Ramban mention Tefillah as well? So maybe one could suggest it's based on the following part of the Ramban. The second half of the Ramban, which is also important, the Ramban says, I'll agree to the Rambam in one situation, that Tefillah is Daraisa. And that, of course, is Tefillah Be'es Tzara. Tefillah at a time of need, at a time of national danger, or personal danger. Tefillah Be'es Tzara, that's a mitzvah Daraisa. That's the Ramban. And the Rav Soloveitchik has the beautiful Hashkafic idea that maybe the Rambam agrees fundamentally that Tefillah is only obligated Be'es Tzara, but every day, existentially, is an Eis Tzara. Okay, that's Rav Soloveitchik's Tzara. But the Ramban says that Eis Tzara is obligatory. Maybe one could suggest that there's a connection between Eis Tzara and Yontif. What's the connection? What's the common denominator between Eis Tzara and davening on Yontif? The root of Eis Tzara. Why is it the rice of Eis Tzara? Because possibly not turning to God by Eis Tzara reflects a lack of emunah. It's much deeper than Stam, not davening on any other day. It's a lack of emunah. Because if I don't turn to God, then I'm just saying, oh, it's happenstance, it's mikra, these things happen. No, I have to turn to Hashem be'es tzara as a recognition, as a reflection of my recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything and He's the one that could bring the Yeshua. But similarly, we mentioned in the past, Moshe Feinstein has a beautiful tshuva where he says, even non-Jews have to daven be'es tzara. Where is it in the Sheva Mitzvahs? It's in the Sheva Mitzvahs under Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Because during be'es tzara, when there's a chol betel peso, you have to turn to God to reflect that Hashem is the one in charge. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. So therefore we have to turn to God Be'es Tzara. So maybe a similar root idea could be suggested about Yontif. Because after all, Yontif, today is the day that Hashem did something historically for us. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He split the sea for us, Kriyas Yamsuf, as we have on Shvi Yishal Pesach. Right? We have all these different Matan Torah and Ananei HaKavod. If we don't turn to Hashem on a day that we should, historically He did something amazing for us, then that's a reflection of a lack of emunah. So maybe that's how. Yes, it's different than Esara, but maybe there's a root common denominator between Tefillah on Yontif on the one hand and Tefillah Be'es Tzara on the other hand, and that's how the Ramban can fit together both the Ramban here in Emor and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Okay, that's a suggestion. Reb Chaim, just Derech Agav also, says the Ramban has to agree that there is some Tefillah Be'es Tzara. Even if there's no Chiyuv, there's a Kiyum. After all, says Reb Chaim, Duchening, Birchas Kohanim, only can be done B'Shas Avoda. And what's Avoda today? That's why it's done in the Shmon Esrei, during Shas Avoda. What, davening is only Durabanan? Birchas Kohanim is only Durabanan B'Zman HaZeh. The Ramban would say, no, Reb Chaim suggests that there's no Chiyuv to daven every day, but if you do, you get a Kiyum Daraisa. The Torah recognizes it as a tefillah. So, and that's how, once you daven, it's recognized, and therefore you can have duchening, berchas kohanim, in tefillah. So maybe that could also help us out here, as long, even if there's just a kiyum of tefillah, that might be good enough for mikra kodesh. Either way, that is all pshat number one. What is mikra kodesh? Pshat number two. What does mikra kodesh mean? The Chinuch says it means isra malacha. Ramban says it's a gathering for tefillah and halal and kiddush Hashem. A third idea, the ksava kabbalah. Ksava Kabbalah here has a lengthy piece. Maybe we'll use it in the Parsha Shir as well. Mikra Kodesh. Mikra, says the Ksava HaKabbalah, proving it from other psukim, means preparation. mikre asher hora'ato hachana vahazmana gam l'dvar miyuchad v'kavua. Mikra kodesh, do a hachana of kodesh. Spend time, v'hikrisem lachem arim. You shall prepare for yourselves cities of refuge for arei miklat. Upirish mikra kodesh, hachana vahazmana ala kodesh, ratzalomar. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, sheyachin ha'adam es libo el kedushas yamim eila, he shall prepare himself. V'yaset siur v'roshem b'nafsho, mitokhan ha'asam. And I should make sure that I am ready for these days. V'yitin daito machshavasu ala yisod asher aleyana hitavo v'uhunchu b'yam kedushim eila. I have to realize what the magic of these days are. And then he quotes, as the Ra'ah says in many mitzvos, so we know that's what many achronim. We mentioned that in the Hakdamah Shir 300 mitzvahs ago, right? In the Hakdamah, we mentioned that many achronim assume that the chinuch was written by the Ra'ah. We proved from many different places that it's probably not true. It's probably written by the Ra'ah's brother, Rav Pinchas Halevi. But the Ksav HaKabbalah says, as the chinuch always mentions, acharei ha'pu'ulos nimshachos alavavos. So we have to do everything we can on Yontif in order to be prepared to get the most out of Yontif. And therefore, we have to do Mikra Kodesh, prepare for it in a holy way. This is the end of the Ksav HaKabbalah. He says, Yishamesh kochos nafsho kulam v'yasim tachlisam ahavat Hashem yisparach lovad lavod avodaso bakodesh v'lo yasem asakotan ogado ra kishapol ahu maybe lamaro lamashe maybe lamala. The chulu, and he continues beautifully, that this is what our neshama screams out for, that we take these days seriously, we take these days of Yontif seriously, and get ready for them. So Mikra Kodesh means a hachana of Kodesh. Those are three ideas. What does Mikra Kodesh mean? Getting back, though, to the main one, Mikra Kodesh, which is Isser Malacha. Question. There is a discussion in the poskim whether one wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Hopefully we'll talk about Chol HaMoed in a little bit as well. But at least tefillin. Let's focus on one point. So the Chol HaMoed, it's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says in Simin Lamed Aleph that one does not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That is what the Shulchan Aruch says. Chol HaMoed gamkin asur laniach tefillin. Me'atam ha'debas moshim Chol HaMoed him gamkin os. Chol HaMoed is an os. Also, and therefore, as we know, you always need two osos. So on Shabbos or Yontif, you have the os of Mi'ilah and the os of Shabbos and Yontif. And on a weekday, you have the os of Mi'ilah and the os of Tefillin. That's why we don't wear Tefillin on Yontif or Shabbos. What about Chol HaMoed? Shulchan Aruch says there's also no Tefillin. The Ramah says no, Chayiv and Tefillin. The Chaynagin and the Taz writes La Halacha. Maybe it should be done Al Tanai. Okay, various Minhagim. In Eretz Yisrael, nobody wears Tefillin. In Chutz La'aretz, there are different Minhagim. The question that the Achronim asks, though, is there anywhere in Shas where it talks about this issue, whether one should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not? So, there are various Gemaras that are suggested by the Achronim. Fascinating suggestions. First, the Arach Laner, Rav Yaakov Enliger, suggests that maybe it's in the first Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah Mem Vav says, if I'm on my way to do a lot of mitzvos, so there's an opinion that says, you make one Birchas HaMitzvah. And then you do all the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Mavarach HaKalachas V'Achas B'Vnei Atzva. You make a brach on each one, that's what we hold. You make a brach on each one. Which mitzvahs are in front of you? Rashi says, you have mitzvahs harbi in front of you. So Rashi says, Lito Lulav, Leshe Basuka, Lahaniach Tfilin, Lehisate Patzitzis. That's the question, those are the four mitzvahs. So the Rachaner says, wow! Sukkah and lulav and tefillin and tzitzis are the same day? It must be. You wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Because when else would you be shaking a lulav and wearing tefillin? That is the Arach Laner's diyuk. The way to get out of this diyuk, which he himself acknowledges, is that maybe there should be a comma. It's just saying two and two. Lito lulav, leishav sukkah, comma, on the tefillin. It's not about tzitzis, because each of those two always go together. So maybe that's all it means. There's no diyuk. But anyway, that's one. And he has other suggestions as well. That is the Arach Laner. But Rav Chaim, Chaim and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik felt that there's another Gemara that they felt is mefurish that one should not wear tefillin like the Shulchan Aruch. And this relates to Mikra Kodesh. There is a Gemara in Maseches Arachin, which has come up in the past, and that is, the Gemara goes through what days you say Hallel, full Hallel, meaning Medina to Gemara. The Gemara says there are 18 days that a Yachid says Hallel, and 21 days of Chutz La'aretz, but 18 days that one says Hallel, Mikra Adin. So the Gemara asks about all the days that we don't say Hallel. So the Gemara says, why don't we say Hallel on the days of Pesach, after the first day? So the Gemara answers, because they don't have a separate carbon. The same carbon every day of Pesach. unlike Sukkos. So that's why Hallel, meaning, requires a unique carbon, which reflects a unique Kedushas Hayom. So Gemara says, what about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh, we only say Hallel because of a minhag. That's why it's half Hallel. No, the Gemara says, Lo ikdash ba'asiyas malacha. It wasn't sanctified with an Isser Malacha. Lo ikdash ba'asiyas malacha, and therefore you don't say Hallel Rosh Chodesh. What about Shabbos? It's not called a Moed. What about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? No, because it's inappropriate. As Malchei Sharis, right, the Atzah Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, the king's on the throne of Din, and Sifrei Chaim Meisim Psuchim Lefanav, it's not appropriate to say Shira. What about Purim, Pecholu, and the Gemara continues. But asks Reb Chaim, 1 second, we say Hallel on each day of Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Why? The Gemara says, what are the ingredients that you need for Hallel? Number one, you need a unique carbon. Okay, Sukkos has that. Number two, it has got to be called a Moed. Okay, Sukkos has that. Number three, it has to be Ikdash Ba'asiyas Malacha. It has to be Niskadish Ba'asiyas Malacha. Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to do Malacha. So what do you mean? How could it be Ikdash? Says Reb Chaim, it must be, and Reb Shechter quotes this on page Ayin Zayin in Sefer Eretz HaTzvi. Reb Chaim says, no, it must be that Chol HaMoed is also Ikdash Ba'asiyas Malacha. There are heterim. That you had certain heterim on Chol HaMoed, just like on Yontif there's heterim, heter ochel nefesh, as we discussed yesterday. But on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed also, it should be looked at conceptually as Isser Malacha, because it's Niskadesh, but Isser Malacha, with heterim, just more heterim than the other days of Yontif. But it's also Niskadesh. It's also Ikri, right, Isser Malacha. And therefore, it's not even a suffix. The Rav quoted that he asked his father, shouldn't you do it? He said, I'm suffix, just put it on. So Rav Moshe Levitchik said, it's a Vaday Raya from Arach and Dav Yud. It's not a suffix Raya. Amazing. But either way, what do you see from here? You see from that Gemara and that understanding that the Mikra Kodesh, which is translated as Isser Malacha by the Chinuch, applies to Chol HaMoed as well. All of these days are having Isser Malacha. It's just that Chol HaMoed, you have more expanded heterim and more expanded allowances, unlike the other days of the Chag. Okay, continuing now back to the Chinuch. So this is a mitzvah saseh not to do malacha. The Gam Sham Kasav Remez Mishashi Mitzvah. I also said earlier, what is the source? What are the Ramazim for the Shurashim of the Mitzvah to give us time to think about the Nisim? Viksas Dineha Kaminageinu Nichlo Bez Hashem. Balav the Isser. And I'll write more ideas relating to the Isser. That's the next Mitzvah. Vakol Inyan Shvisa Shashvi Kishvizi Yom Arishon. Day 7 and day 1, same exact halachos in terms of the Mitzvah of Shvisa. Vishnehem Karegel Echad Heim Chashuvin. And they're both considered one regel. What does that mean? Le'inyin shein omrim zman b'shvi. All of Pesach, including the last day does not get its own Shechianu. This is the only day of Yontif that does not get a Shechianu. Women don't make a Shechianu when they light candles. Men don't make a Shechianu when they make Kiddush. The only day is the last day of Pesach. V'chein l'chol davar. It's not a new holiday. Masha'en kein b'shmini atzeres yuchag b'fnei atzmo. This, of course, is in contrast to Shmini Atzeres, which is its own unique holiday. As the Gemara says, Pazar Kashav, in the six ways, the Gemara in Sukkah says, Shmini Atzeres is different than Sukkos, Kamo Shenichto, Bim Komo, Be'ez Hashem, as we will talk about. The Menachas Chinuch discusses in this one paragraph that he has, what happens if you didn't say Shechianu on the first day of Sukkos? Do you say it in the next days? What if you didn't say it on the first day of Pesach? Is it better to say it on Chol HaMoed, or better to wait till the end anyway? Because you're not saying a Shechianu on the last day, you should say it on a Yontif day. Okay, that's his discussion in Os Aleph. But it's interesting that this is the only time that one does not get a Shechianu. Interesting discussion. Well, first, let's do the Aznayim HaTorah discusses here that each of the days of Pesach and Sukkos, they each have an Atzeres at the end of them. We have an Atzeres of Sukkos right away, that's Shmini Atzeres. But we also have an Atzeres of Pesach, and that is Shavuos, which is called Atzeres in Chazal. And he doesn't quote it, but the Ramban has an amazing line in Emor, right here, that the days of Svira are like a Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Atzeres. It's just more extended. The quotes from Chazal, the reason that we don't have such an extended time in Sukkot is because it's the winter, and the roads are wet, and it's snowy, and we're going to have everybody go back and come back 40, 50 days later. It's impossible. So that's why in the winter on Sukkot we have Shmini Atzeres right away. But in Pesach we have it spread out. But we shouldn't think, oh, it's so unusual. Really, there should be a countdown to the Atzeres of the holiday. Pesach is the beginning. Shavuos is the end. That's the Atzeres of Pesach. The Azayin LaTorah develops that idea. And therefore it's not its own. It's not the last day of Pesach is nothing new. You didn't get to Atzeres yet. Atzeres is going to be in a couple of weeks. Once Shechianu is mentioned, just to mention one issue in Shechianu, and then we'll break. There's a big, interesting discussion, and if you never heard it, it's fascinating that it's not written anywhere. The minhag of women in our day is to make Shechianu when they light candles, by Halakas Neiros. And the Rabbi Yaakov Emden notes that this is nowhere in Shas. Not only is it not in Shas, it's not in Shulchan Aruch. Nowhere in Shulchan Aruch does it say that women should make Shechianu by Halakas Neiros. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in a Tshuva, Shelas Yavi, Simen Kuf Zayin, I think it's wrong, because it's not really Yotif yet. And therefore, they should wait to be Yotzei Shechianu with their husbands at Kiddush. But then he says, but what could I do? I suggested this to my wife, and even she didn't listen to me. So what could I say? It's not so bad. Let them do it. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden says. And the Mishnah Berurah even just quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Mishnah Berurah says in Hilcha Shabbos in Reish Sama Gimel Os Chaf Gimel, he says Ve'ein Sarech Levarech Zman Al Hadlaka. They don't need to make Shechianu then. Miu B'Makim Shenagu Ein Limchos Biyada. But if they did, you don't have to be Mocha. You don't have to make such a big stink about it. Other poskim, Sitz Eliezer and others, say no. Tell them to make the Shechianu. This is Minag Yisrael Torahu. This is their mitzvah. This is the beginning of their yantif. It's their special time with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring in the yantif. They should make a Shechianu, and it's beautiful for them to make a Shechianu. And it's not going against anything. What is that, yantif yet? It is yantif. They're accepting yantif with this. So therefore, that's a little discussion, but the amazing horror is that it's not in Shulchan Aruch. But either way, the Minag of Klal Yisrael is for them to say a Shechianu when they light candles. The only issue is when they are Yotze Kiddush, for example, at the Seder, and they're drinking themselves, it could be that the women should not repeat the Shechianu by Kiddush, because they already said the Shechianu. Or, if they're going to be drinking the wine, they shouldn't say Amen to the husband Shechianu, because that would be a Hefzah, because they were already Yotze Shechianu. So that's a discussion in the postgame. But either way, this is a little bit related to the Shechianu, and the fact that on Pesach, the last day, it's the only Yantif of the year that you don't say Shechianu. Okay, we'll stop here, and Baruch Hashem, we're into the 300s.